Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our story today comes from Simon Stainrod. This was one of those interviews with someone who's both an elite footballer and a good friend. But something came up in our research that I'd never asked him before. And it ended with me having to jump back into the interview to allow Simon to wipe away a tear or two.
Given how good you were, which I'm a testimony to, and anybody listening now understands fully, at which club were you paid £1 a week?
Our producer's club, is
that? Our producer, Neil, yes. Falkirk, yeah. Your contract stated it. I mean, I just have to say something. What did your career come to that you were forced to take £1 a week to play football at Falkirk?
I was living the dream.
I told you. We could do this all day and he'd still be coming out with lines like that.
I tell you. One of the happiest times of my life was playing football for Falkirk.
He's still not going to pay the bill. Whatever happens, whatever you say here, why?
Freedom and just a general willingness of everyone at the same time to want to do something right. Everybody, you know. It didn't end that way. But it started that way, and it got to a point where it was far enough along for it to be all right. But it was before I'd signed there, you know, Jim Jeffries is a very, very cautious person, and he wanted to make sure he was getting something that was all right. You know, so they got a six-a-side tournament at Musselburgh. Where Dundee were playing, Dundee United, Rangers, Celtic, Hibs, Hearts, and so we played this six-a-side competition, and I played for Falkirk, and we won it, and I got the player of the tournament, and afterwards, I was thinking, like, well, it's nice of them to let me play in this, like, you know, because I actually thought it was like their under-21s or under-18s or something. I thought, you know, and I said, like, you know, it's good, you know, because I could have done me playing because I'd been on strike at Rouen, so I'd not been playing much. They stopped paying the players, so I decided to go on strike.
Withdraw your labour.
So, yeah, so I asked David Holmes, who was the chairman at the time, and I said, like, what is it, under 18 or under 21? No. They're the first team players.
That was the best we've got.
And I went like, "Excuse me, be all right if I don't get injured." So, anyway, I'm pretty sure that Jim decided it might be all right after that.
The punchline would have been that he phoned Howard Wilkinson or Eric Cantona and said, "Am I going to let this go?"
No, to be fair, Jim's an old school manager, but I've never come across a manager who worked as hard as he did. He used to go in his car and watch games down in England to try and bring a player back and be training bright and breezy at 10 o'clock the next day. And I don't know how he had the energy for it. He was so determined. I think it's because he came up through the ranks a little bit. And
when you earn, when you have to work hard for everything you earn,
yeah,
you never lose that habit.
And he really, really had that grit and determination. He should have been, I think he should have been a little bit more, should have defended me a little bit more and given me a bit more at the end. Like, you know, I think, because we had agreed this pound a week thing wasn't forever. You know, this pound a week was until we got promoted.
Without saying anything worrying, in case your accountant's listening, there were certain attractions as to how often you played.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah, how often you played, how many goals, and if we won the league. And I know that I probably earned around eight times what the best paid player got in that year. You know, it was all on my back.
Your name had to be on the team sheet, you had to perform, you had to score, the team had to go up.
Yeah.
Incentives.
And you know what? I never thought about it once. Never, never, ever once. Never thought about anything apart from playing and having fun.
Did you feel the love? Is that part of what made it fun? Because I don't know what the Hoops think about you, what Sheffield United, Rome might be a different case, but like at Falkirk, ahead of anything I know, I'd be like, you'd literally just adored. And I guess with your character, that must have felt quite pleasant.
Yeah, it was great. I have to say, I'm not... With the internet, you can always look back now and again, and it's quite nice to look back now and again. And there are interviews on there BBC or whoever else, and people say nice things, and but the thing with Falkirk was, I don't know, it was just, were you there? Well, I'm asking the producer now, were you there the day we won the league?
Yes.
Yeah, when I got on the table with the cup, it's just
happy days. So, dear listener, when you ask the right questions, sometimes you strike a chord. And what you're used to, particularly what I'm used to, I've spent a week where I went to Porto to speak to Iker Casillas. At Barcelona, I had a lovely interview with Eric Abidal and with Samuel Umtiti. And you're hoping that you connect. You're hoping that you get the right words. You're hoping that you get a smile and that you'll remember. When you ask a footballer that I adored and a guy who's become a friend, like, what was it like at Falkirk? And he was like, the thing that could still potentially reduce me to tears today would be standing on a table in Neil's hometown and lifting the cup in the air. Now, that's the beauty of football. That's the gorgeous thing about football. Simon Stainrod, adopted Frenchman, Yorkshireman to the core, Falkirk title winner. This has been a wander through a garden of joy.